We continue our series, shir number 4 of Bring Back Our Boys, learning halacha for a speedy return of our wonderful sons, Mirtz Hashem, who will return to us very, very soon. Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Dvora, Gilad Michal ben Bat Kalim, and Eyal ben Iris Shura. The Ribbono Shel Olam should send them back to their mothers, to their families, and all in the Dorim should return. I thought, this being Erev Shabbos, that we would discuss an interesting inyan. Baruch Hashem, there is a worldwide effort. Baruch Hashem, wonderful, wonderful effort to accept Shabbos earlier this Shabbos, Haba Aleinu Latova, in the Schus of the Ribbono Shel Olam listening to our tefillos and returning our dear sons. And one of the ideas that I wanted to just investigate with you together is the inyan of tefillah on Erev Shabbos. There is a minhag, as we'll see, and we'll see if it's how to codify this. Many people think that the Hasidim have this minhag; they go to the mikveh every day on Erev Shabbos. All the Hasidim go to the mikveh, but we'll soon see that it certainly is not a minhag that is only for Hasidim, and there's a very strong minhag to go to the mikveh, even those that don't go the entire week. We're talking about men now, to go to the mikveh l'taras atzmo on Erev Shabbos. We know already that there is certainly a very strong minhag of going on Erev Shoshana, certainly on Erev Yom Kippur, this we know, but let's see where this stems from. So first of all, just to have a bookend as far as understanding how early this minhag is discussed. It's discussed in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, and it's discussed even early in the Sefer HaManhig, as well as Abu Durham. They discuss the question of why a bracha is not said on Tefillah of Erev Shabbos. So it's very, very interesting. Again, that has to be coupled with another question, just as far as a reality check, as we see in many of these halachic svarim, and certainly Al-Pi Kabbalah, whether it had to do with practicality of that a person, the halacha says clearly in the Shulchan Aruch about the preparing ourselves for Shabbos itself. So there, the halacha seems to be very clear that a person has to prepare himself through washing himself on Erev Shabbos. So the question is that all really we're talking about over here? A clear preparation for Erev Shabbos, which, again, has to be done through washing oneself. But again, that could be accomplished nowadays, Baruch Hashem, through showers that we have in all of our homes. So that would be the first investigative point over here. And I didn't see any tshuvas who speak about that most specifically. Okay, but let's start our investigation of this inyan. So first of all, as far as quoting early sources, I just wanted to start off with, there is a story told about the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim himself went to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, and he would have a whole inyan of what he would say before he was going to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. Again, let's again have to discuss the practicality. Was it just because that was the way for a person to make sure they had be able to take a shower and chamin on Erev Shabbos? Fine. But the question then becomes like this. The Mishnah Berurah is actually quoted here. If you look at Taf Kuf Nun Aleph, which is talking about Shabbos Chazon, so we know that there is a minhag during the 9 days of people not taking a shower. Again, there's the issues of istinus and other things of that nature. But even afilu be'erev chazon, it's aser. So the Mishnah Berurah here is quoted here, Tav Kuv Nun Aleph in Simon Tzadik Hey, and says like this, Hainu afilu haya ragel lirchot b'chol erev Shabbos b'chamin kol gufo, aser be'erev Shabbos chazol gufo misonin. Ule'inyan tevila, but going to the mikvah, hanoig litvo b'chol erev Shabbos mutter. If I have a minute to go every single erev Shabbos to the mikvah, it's mutter to go. Umishe mitvila lefa'amim lefnei tirdas oizkim lefnei hatzida aser. So a person should be careful. Again, it would be aser if a person is, if this is not the reason why he's going to the mikvah. So again, it's interesting to point out the Mishnah Berurah does discuss that there is such a minhag. He doesn't say clearly that a person should do this. It's those that have the minhag. Also, interestingly enough, the Magen Avraham quotes this. The Magen Avraham is also quoted in Simon, I believe it's Resh Pei Hei, where he says as follows. He quotes that in Siman Reish Pei Hei, he talks about the inyan of Shnayim Mikro Ve'echar Targum. This is, of course, the Shulchan Aruch. Shnayim Mikro Ve'echar Targum. There's a important mitzvah for a person to do that. Even though Shishmei HaKol HaTorah Kul V'Shabbos, Betzira Chayav L'Kos Be'asma Chol Shavuar Me'osar Shavuar. Okay, very nice. So he quotes the name of the Shlah. This is the Magen Avram in Siman in Sivkatan Aleph. Shiga Kol HaParsha. Okay. So what happens after this is done? So he says like this. A person does Shnayim Mikro Ve'echar Targum V'Shayim BaTorah Hu Ragil. He says V'Yitvo, and then he should go to the mikvah, as was the Midrash Lishma, Acher HaKriya Ayin Blashon Eretz Vila. And listen to this line, Ve'ein Li Kan Osik Bin Nistarois. And I can't discuss Nistarois of why this actually was the Inyan, but we see again codified and quoted in the Magen Avraham that there was such a minhag to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and clearly that seems to be more of a Kedusha level. Here a person finds himself in such a holy state, he's finished Tayin Mikvah Ve'er Chagim, he's ready for Shabbos, so he goes to the mikvah as well. This is also quoted in the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai, in the second chelik, in Parshas Lech Lecha, not as surprising, I would say, because the Sfaradi post can quote this very much, says as follows. This is again in Parshas Lech Lecha. So he says that there is a mitzvah in Tavvav, mitzvah lechos panov yodav raglav be, mayim chamin be, erev Shabbos, v'yikavim beze, lidchois haklipos, miyada v'rago she'eya v'ksotz v'sof kol shalagof v'mitzal luchoitz b'boiroiz gam kein v'yikavim la'asos v'ze ha'tikun shel ha'sicha sh'haysa no'gim etzol v'shonim sh'hayu sachin tamid. So, but then he says, that person should do tevila. In Tav Zayin, he says again, the halacha, that a person should, then he says in Tav Zayin, like this. Ma tovu manayim al pi sod, there's an inyan al pi kabbalah, litbol the erev Shabbos, kadeshe kabbal tosefes nefesh ruach neshama, to leel Shabbos adi de tevila. That tevila kind of adds, that's how a person gets, it's quoted in other Svarim, this yishamya yisera, that a person is going to be able to get. We saw this inyan of again in the Magen Avraham, according to the Shla, the Primi Gadam actually also says this in Rosh Siman Resh Samach, that there is an inyan as well for a person to do tefillah after Shnayim Mikro Ve'echar Targum, but tefillah litarer minatuma. So the first tefillah he does, again he goes down once, is to get himself rid of kolatuma. Shnia litikon avon hakas, shlishi lahafrish bigdei chol mi'al hanefesh. Right, spiritually takes the weekday stuff and takes it away. Review lahasiu lahashpint ma'alav haruach shayashoru alavi me'achol kidei shusha alav ato ruach abir v'zei al yidei the name of Hashem, name of Hashem, alav hey yud hey. So obviously very very much kavanos al pisod. Then you do it a fifth time. He, Chamishas, he, Lichvot Shabbos, Lichvot Tosefes. Fine. And then therefore the Tevilos, V'yeshnina Glibos Shlosh Tevilos, Kineged Nefesh, Ruach Neshama, V'yeshnina Dim Chamish, Kineged Nefesh, Ruach Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. I don't want to get too much into this. I'm just a few months before 40, so let's not learn together Kabbalah. But we do see that there is an inyan, again quoted of course in the Ben Ishchai, again not as surprising as we said, but also quoted in the Ben Ishchai. Interestingly enough, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well, mitzvah al kol adam, this is in Ayin Beis Yud Bet, mitzvah al kol adam lirchotz b'chol erev Shabbos panov yadav raglo b'chamin v'im efshar yirchotz kol gufo b'chamin v'yitvot atzmo b'mikvah, that he should dafka go in a mikvah. So the beautiful Perish She'arim Mitzonim B'Halacha quotes this, of course, and Harun says as follows: what if a person can't go to the mikvah? So he says, it's quoted in the Sefer Divrei Torah Chelik Tes Ois Pei Gimel. B'makom she efshar lutbol b'mikvah kisheir yutbol hanashim lechavot Shabbos b'merchotz mayim shuvim. As he quoted, going to a swimming pool or something of that nature. Again, in fact, there are many mikvahs are not actual mikvahs. A person has to be very, very careful. I once had this problem when I would go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. So when I lived in Washington Heights, we would go to the Dumbrav Mikvah, that is on the Breuer side. And one fine day, I was making Shabbos for a bunch of friends of mine, and I brought one of my frying pans into the mikvah with me. And I made the bracha and the whole ganza mice. And I remember coming out of the mikvah, and there was a man that looked at me like I was crazy. So I thought, just who goes into the mikvah with a frying pan? And then I realized he looked at me crazy. I don't know why he didn't say anything, because it's not a real mikvah. Meaning it's definitely 40 saw, but it's not 40 saw of the actual maim shuvim that comes from rainwater. And they're not, the chumers are not the same chumers that we have for women. And I found out that this in fact is a minhag chabad as well in many places. It's impossible to do that. Baruch Hashem, there are many mikvahs of chabad that they have all the chumers. But in fact, one in Tenafly, the rov over there told me an amazing story. How when they started digging, so they mamish, as they were digging, found a mayan that was underneath the mikvah itself. So it filled itself. Unbelievable story. In any case, many of the mikvahs are not. And therefore, there are those that are noik. Okay, so could be that we do this anyway. We do tisha kavim, we do this anyway, we take a long shower, so that's similar to this. Again, but clearly, according to what the Shurim Mitzvah of Halacha says, it's a bidyevet. This is what a person should do. And they should have all the kavanas that he's doing this l'shein mikshvah, but he should try to go to mikshvah kasher l'tzorach tefilas ezra k'moshe kazav habes yosef magen avram davar mitzar mayim shuvim kasher l'tefilas yom. When he's done, right, because we're more mekel in general, by the way, anyway, if those that hold from that do tefilas ezra. But then he says that v'shir ha'mayim l'tfila zu kasa b'sheres divrei yicheskel the tfila zu l'didon shu midas chasidus di b'shlosh miyos liter, so a person could be yoytze also b'shir ha'mikvah v'nidon chatzitzu b'tfila zu. So again, we are not as machmir as we normally be. He also points out that ha'goyin mi'munkach, the munkach revi b'sifro divrei Torah, brings down the minag maran bala divrei chayim mitzans v'chol minag chasidim litvol l'somach l'kenisa b'shabas b'shar kavonos ki az mitka ale toisef b'shabas v'yaviyo mokul azeh gam yerushalmi. If you look at the Yerushalmi in Trumas, and so periches, he brings this lahalacha hilchulurchot somach le'erev. By the way, just to point out, very, very important, the Mishnah Berurah actually bemoans those that, he doesn't talk about the mikvah, but those that would wash themselves on Erev Shabbos and find themselves in the mikvah and all of a sudden violating Shabbos because it's already after Shkia. So maybe that's not such a thing. And also, Nishma Shabbos quotes that dishes should be done b'snius, and maybe dafka not go during the very, very busy time. Let's say Shabbos is at 7:30, and you're running to the mikvah at 7, and there's literally hundreds of people there, so there is an inyan of snius, that we are snius with our own bodies, but certainly seeing other people that are walking around. One of the more difficult questions that I have is that I don't understand why in the mikvahs there isn't more of a halach of snias. I raised this to a Chassidish Rebbe who agreed with me wholeheartedly and said that's why in his community he wanted to build his own mikvah that should be done b'snias, should have rooms and people should go in it. It shouldn't be something where people are not walking around appropriately. There is still an inyan of shmiras anayim that a person shouldn't see another person naked, no matter if it's a man or a woman. Certainly worse if a woman, but it certainly shouldn't do that. But also the Mishnah Berurah just practically says, there's a story quoted in Rav Zilberstein's Sefer where he says about somebody who found himself in the mikvah. Everybody was in the mikvah, then all of a sudden he's getting dressed and he realizes as he looks at his watch that Shabbos has started already. That was a whole other very interesting story where there was a chefetz that was there. There was a lot of money that he found. What should he do? Because now Shabbos started already. The Shabbos, he's afraid the Shabbos guy will take it. Okay, but we see that a person should be very, very careful. Then he says that how many times a person should actually be tovah. Okay. So we'll stop here as far as what the Kizu Shulchan Aruch has. Again, there are many other Svarim who quote this as well. La Halacha, maybe as we saw a sniff in the Mishnah Berurah that says this in the Magen Avraham, the Shaar Tzion as well says this as well. This inyan, the Aznit Berurah has a tshuva on this in Yudalid, in Chelik Yudalid, in Lamed Dalid. I'm sorry, in Lamed Hey. As I quoted before, the Shulchan Atar, I didn't quote the Shulchan Atar, says that he doesn't understand this. Based on, if you look at the Sidur Yaivis, was very upset of this Takana, for whatever you want to call it, the Minhag. And he said that, how can we go ahead and make this? If you're going to hold from Takana, says you go every single day. So now all of a sudden you're only going to go one day. He didn't understand why this was so. But it is quoted in Orchas Rabbeinu, in the name of the stipler, that he was very, very careful to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. We quoted also that we saw in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, that he also went to the mikvah every Erev Shabbos. Again, the only thing that we questioned, what was the exact reason for going to the mikvah itself? Was just that was the practically a person, what a person is doing. Okay. Based on the writings of the Zohar, we learn that this is something that originated besides the Rishonim we quoted, but the Zohar is very careful to go to the mikvah. This is quoted in the name of the Arizal, that that the Arizal went to the mikvah area of Shabbos based on the Zohar. Because the Neshama Yisera is recognized, this is in the there's many Svarim that actually quote this Maimer. You can look in the Eliyahu Rab if you want, it says this as well. And also earlier in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Where is our Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also quotes this in the name of the Arizal. Says that the Arizal, that if the Neshama Yosef is recognizable on a person's forehead, if you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. That's what he wrote. And this was what the Kaf HaChaim also says. The Kaf HaChaim, I think, in also discussing this inyan of Shnayim Mikra V'Echer Targum. So he says this inyan as well. Says the Kaf HaChaim, Mitzur Lurchotz, right? That a person should Lurchotz Gufoi, right? Simon Reish Samach is the simon that talks about Mitzur Lurchotz Pan of Yod L'Bragul V'Chamim Be'Erev Shabbos, and a mitzvah to wash his head and to cut his nails. Doesn't say anything about mikvah. So says the Kaf HaChaim, so what exactly does this mean? So there's another inyan he could discuss as well about those that go on Shabbos itself, and those in Yanim, how a person is allowed to do that as well. It's very interesting that he quotes as well. Mitzvah Luchos, that a person is rochitz pan of Yad V'Gov to take away the Averas. Haya Minaga Arizal, Sha'acha Sha'haya V'Koitz Siparnov, covered Shabbos, made Raglov, Mavim Lefanov, Arivit Mayim, Machomis Rochitz, and he was Rochitz. This Inyan as well, again, as we pointed out, to go to the mikvah based on the Arizal feed, this was Alpisod, and it should dafka be b'mayim chamim, even b'mei kayetz. He writes, "So achlius dafka kasei the tchila panov achakach ragol." It's actually a proper way for a person to wash himself, according to many, as well. I believe it's the head first that a person is supposed to wash, then his face and his heart, right hand, left hand. Right foot, left foot, and others that say that this is not there anymore. Okay, so the Kaf HaChaim quotes us as well, as we've seen, that this is also an inyan. So, that he writes just to end off the Kaf HaChaim, he writes here in Simon Vav, in Sivkat and Vav, that a person should do this Kvar Korot Saparsha Shai Mikra V'Echar Targum Yesh Badum Koich LeKabel Tosefes Kedushas HaShabbos L'chein Arizal Lo Haya Tovel Kodim Sheyikra Parsha, that he would first do Shai Mikra V'Echar Targum and then go to the Mikra itself, as we pointed out even in the Magen Avraham Haya Tovel Rak Acho Shehidchil Shahei Me'ayom Yom Vav. Shaya Omer Kitosev Shabbos Nikor Misgalav. Right? This is an Indian also. A person should try at least to go after Chatzos, so it's that he understands that he's doing it for this reason. That he's not just doing it for time. Okay. So that was the Kapachayim. As well, as I pointed out as well, Darche Chaim V'Shalom points out that a person should not just stand in the mikveh for no reason. She shouldn't dwaddle there in the mikveh, and that would not be appropriate. Other people say that it's important, dafka, that a person should wash himself before he goes into the mikveh itself. That would be something that, again, as far as the amount of times that a person should dip, so there are very many different minhagim that are quoted, as I said, 2 to 3 to 4 to 10 to 13 times, all different minhagim, again, that a person could look at all these different minhagim that's quoted. As far as the correct time, as we said, so that appears to be to show greater time for Kavod Shabbos, it should be later in the day, and it should certainly be after Chatzos. The Chaya Odom is quoted, we'll quote the Chaya Odom in a moment, about this as well. Again, but, as I said before, the Ruach HaShulchan, the Be'er Moshe, others quote, be very careful that you shouldn't be too close, so a person should not have an inyan of being Mechal Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, too close to Shabbos.
Okay.
Not surprisingly, the Piskei Tshuvos, Chassidus Pershing himself, quotes this Lahalocha as well, there is a mitzvah luchotz, and he says that means rechitza of tefillah b'mikveh tahira. So, be'eru Shabbos. And this, as we said, is k'loshon ha'reishas chachma, because a very nice reish chachma here, in Shar Kedusha Perek Zayin, that says, v'ha'ikr shetzarech adam la'asos b'yom ha'shishi b'gufo, Likno kedusha Shabbos nishmas yaseira he tefilas ba'arbim sa'a k'day lepoishid levush ruach chol levush ruach kedusha Shabbos, kind of like what we saw, and this is based on the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Vayakel, what we saw in the Ben Ish Chai himself. Right, Ravcha de nafshiv miitka de tzarech tefilah, says the Zohar Kodesh. The Chai Odom, which we wouldn't as much think that he that did, but he look what he writes over here. This is in his Sefer Toris Moshe, Zuchur Toris Moshe. He says as follows: Ki ka'asher yikavin Odom es dato v'yihye yiras Hashem belibo be'emes v'yihyu masav ritzuyim az bevadei la'achar sheyitvol be'er Shabbos bekavono tzur lekabel kedusha Shabbos yavin bedato shinit osof lo neshama yisera. Like, that's how you get the Yeshama Yisera, is going into the mikvah. Ki yargish benafshu yir roimah sheba'alo. Ach darbo avos v'yiras Hashem. Uvazeh baduk nusur mikama anoshim kama pa'amim b'li shum sofek. Afka ke'enish mashu tahira. Hazeh lo yigish b'kdusha Shabbos. That's the inyan. Again, so we could question, I understand. We could say, okay, but you could do that through throwing the kavod of Shabbos by washing yourself in general as well, but clearly we see that there are other inyanim as well. So we quoted based on the Mishnah Berurah that it is quoted. He doesn't quote it here, this Mishnah Berurah or the Magen Avraham, but he quotes the Shlod directly, the Shlod Masecha Shabbos, the Siddur of Yavis, that a person should litbol the Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Siddur Shavu Shavoda Af Misha Oimi B'Tahara B'Mitzvah Gedol Lutvul Be'er Shabbos. Again, the question: a person who is B'Tahara Gedol, and that's how a person is Mikabel the Yeshama Neshama Yisera. This is also quoted in the Kutei Ma'arich, and I don't think we quoted. I think the Orach HaShulchan as well quotes this in Rei Samach. The Orach HaShulchan says, "Mitzvah kol adam luchatz bechalin de'er Shabbos v'im iyav shalul yuchatz panu yad of raglav v'gamar lo huizkir panu." This is something a person should do anyway every day to get himself ready. And he says like this. So, in Aleph, he writes, People used to wear all white on Shabbos as well. So again, it's interesting that all of the, if I may, all more literature sources bring this as a, like almost a yesh omrim, that this is something that people do, but here the Orach HaShulchan says straight out, this is a great thing for a person to do. So, clearly, it is seemingly, quoted and seems to be a wonderful thing to do, as it is quoted. So okay, that was, that we see as well. And he actually quotes here, the Pesach Jew, now they see it, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah. I was trying to find the source of the Mishnah Berurah, so if I would have just looked in the Pesach Jew, it's right here in the Pesach Jew, as he quotes it as well. Again, alluding to this in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, we said, by Shabbos Chazon. We quoted that this is not just something that was invented. The early Rishonim discussed this in the Sefer HaManek, HaTov L'Chovot Shabbos, V'Yontif, Lo Yivarech Ala Tefillah, which shows that there was an inyan to actually do Tefillah, again, all the way in the times of the Rishonim itself. The question is, as we said, that a person really should ready himself for Shabbos. That's why many people who go to the mikveh, certainly the Hasidim, already start to put on their Shabbos clothes. This is their getting ready for Shabbos. There are others that go home afterwards, and maybe they will take a shower. This is a question by regular tefillah by a woman. If this is something that's appropriate by a woman, we said they just shouldn't shower right away, because then it shows that the mikveh was dirty, wasn't so. However, we see over here that a person, again, the didukte dinim are not exactly like tefillah by a woman, but a person should get himself ready for Shabbos, and he should start to learn Torah, and get himself prepared. That should be his preparation for Shabbos. Not going to the mikvah and then doing all the sarchiv erev Shabbos, that should be done already. This is also quoted in the name of the Maharsham, b'shem Rav Shlomo Kluger, Shaya Koitzim es Chedushe Torah la'achar Tefilas b'mikvah b'erev Shabbos. That would put him, because again, he has this Shomer Yisera and he's allowed to do Malacha, so that's something very interesting that he used to do. Okay. We spoke about the Inyan, according to the Arizal, of doing it right before Shabbos, with the Pesach Tshuva's quotes as well. We also pointed out that could lead to Bizoyin of Shabbos. A person should be very careful. We spoke about the Inyan of Snias as well, in the mikveh itself. There's no heterim. All of a sudden, because we're in a mikveh, a person still should be careful with his own personal snias and not looking at other people as well. That is not appropriate. According to everybody, it should be done after Chatzos Hayom. Again, unless a situation where it's impossible, but there should be a heker that he's doing it L'Chovot Shabbos. And if a person was a choli, and he's not able to, so he can go even on Thursday itself, or he's onus, he's not going to be able to be anywhere near a mikvah on Friday, so that he would be able to do that. Okay. Again, we see, no matter what, the Inyan, as we spoke about this Inyan, that's quoted at Tosefa Shabbos, you're adding on to Shabbos, this is just another way that we show. Erev Shabbos itself is a very, very holy day. There are Sfarim, of course, that quote as well, that there were those that didn't even say Tachanun on Erev Shabbos, and it's codified. There are those that, because the Kedusha level is very, very high in Erev Shabbos as well. So to be able to accept Shabbos early, is certainly something that's very, very laudable, and a tremendous chus to bring back our nidorim that are not with us currently. Emirz Hashem, that we should be zeicha through the learning of this Torah and learning in general, and of course our tefillos, that we should be zeicha to see our dear brothers come back, Emirz Hashem, very, very soon. We should continue to daven for Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devora, Gilan Michal ben Bat Galim, and Eyal ben Iris Shura. Emirz Hashem, we should hear Besoiris Toivus very, very soon, and I should be zoicha myself to be able to give a shir of Halal Vehoda to the Rebbeinu Sholem for the amazing, amazing answering of our tefillos and returning our boys. Should be zoicha to have a wonderful Shabbos.